club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 17th. It is the 17th, right? Yes. Goes to an unnamed Colombian man who was arrested at Barcelona's International Airport for trying to smuggle a half a kilo of cocaine through airport security. I had no idea people still try to smuggle large amounts of drugs through airports. Have you been through airport security lately? You know what? Drop on the clues bombs for the TSA, okay? TSA has joined a long list of acronyms that you don't want no problems with. TSA is right up there with the FBI, DEA, IRS, CIA, CPS. TSA is right up there with those acronyms. You don't want no problems with none of those acronyms, okay? Some of us have clear. Some of us have pre-check. If you fly JetBlue like me, then you may be a Mosaic member. Drop on the clues bombs for JetBlue, damn it. All right, whatever you are. You have these things because you want to make your experience at the TSA go as smoothly as possible. If you don't have these things, TSA is relentless. Your shoes are coming off, belt is coming off, jacket is coming off. Anything you can possibly think of bringing on the plane, TSA knows you may possibly bring it. They have, you know, seen all these common things. Common things like a nail clipper with a tiny file attached. Can't bring it on the plane. Pepper spray, bear spray, none of these are allowed. The TSA even warns you that blenders are not allowed in carry-on bags unless the blade has been removed. I've never even thought about that.
Okay? It's like, who brings a blender on the plane?
Exactly. I've never even thought about that until I saw it on the TSA airport security banned items list. Okay. Oh, no bowling pins either, because they can be used to hit someone, you know. Same goes for canoe paddles and cast iron cookware. All right. Do you know why the TSA bans all these things? Because in all the years of flying, all right, they have seen it all. All right. The things we look at and say, why would that be banned? Who would try to bring that through TSA? Well, it's up there because no ideas are original. Nothing new is under the sun. Someone has tried to bring it through before. Okay. Liquid or gel food items, nothing larger than 3.4 ounces. And if they are, you know, you got to put those in your check bags. If you're flying with live fish, do you know TSA will check the bag or container? Oh, they leave no stone unturned, all right? And no balls left unfondled. I don't even know if that's a word, but I know that every single one of us just wants to make it through TSA without being fondled. Think about it. In this Me Too Time's Up era, TSA is the only people still out here feeling all over people like it's Freaknik 96, and nobody says a damn thing. We all take it because the TSA has that much power. So I'm saying all that to say, why the hell would anyone try to smuggle drugs through TSA in 2019? Now, there is absolutely no smart way to do it, but I guess if you're going to do it, the best way would be to attempt to hide it in plain sight. Like, TSA is too busy looking at the fine details that they may miss something that's right under their nose. In this case, right under a middle-aged man's toupee. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to MSNBC for the report, please.
A Colombian man who reportedly tried to smuggle cocaine under his wig failed to fool authorities in Barcelona. The New York Post reports that police at the city's international airport immediately noticed his super high and puffy hairdo and asked him to remove the hairpiece. When he did, the roughly 1.1 pound, $34,000 bag of cocaine taped to his head was exposed. The man was swiftly arrested.
Operation Toupee is what officers have named this one. You know, I have heard stories of drugs taped to a person's stomach. I have heard stories of people swallowing 35 condoms filled with drugs. I've heard stories of people putting crack in their ass crack. Hell, I remember a few years ago, a woman was arrested at an airport with 900 grams of cocaine sewn into her wig. The difference is, if you see a woman coming through with big hair, okay, we've seen that before. TSA still gonna give her a thorough shakedown, but it's not unusual. This guy from Colombia, if you are watching Revolt TV, put the picture back up, Revolt, all right? Look at him. Look at him, King, okay? When you are walking through an airport and you hear constant announcements and you read all those signs begging you, pleading with you to report anything suspicious, this is what they are talking about. Look, that is what they are talking about, okay?
That seems like a lot to hide under your toupee.
You think, Angelique?
Maybe just a little bit.
Really?
But I feel like he did a good job.
No, he didn't. He got caught.
Yee. Stop it. No coincidence that a mule is the male offspring of a male donkey and a female horse. This Colombian man is a drug mule, but being that you are what your father is, he is indeed a donkey. Please give this unnamed Colombian drug lord the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
This reminds me of something that happened in college.
You tried it?
it wasn't quite that.
Talk to us, Yee.
What you do, Yee?
One of my friends, we went to this department
your
store.
Your friend.
Keep a friend now.
Yeah. In town. No, it was the two of us together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Sharon.
You're going to snitch on her right now. Okay.
Well, she got caught, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So we go into this department store. It was called Bob's. It was where all the kids used to shop on campus at Wesleyan, right? And they called it In Town. And she started stealing stuff. She put all these sweaters underneath her coat. And I was like, get this for me too then. She was stealing all kind of stuff. I was like, oh, get me this. She was like, can you tell? And you could definitely tell. Like, the coat was huge.
And you told her no.
I was like, I mean, you know.
She couldn't say she was pregnant or she couldn't say it was a fupa.
So all of a sudden she was about to walk out the store and they start yelling out, code red, code red. And then nowhere, they came running and they snatched her up.
So they didn't touch you?
I didn't do anything.
Yo, you a fan.
You are an accomplice.
Definitely an accomplice.
Okay.
I left. And I told our resident advisor, Sharon just got arrested.
And you snitched on her?
No, I let her know because we had to get her out. I couldn't do anything about it. I was only 17. So I think you had to be 18 or over to be able to go down to the police station. I tried.
What is she doing with her life now?
She's doing well.
Okay.
I mean, we're a freshman in college.
Okay. She doesn't work at
something.
She doesn't work at a department store. Nothing like
Sharon
that.
Sharon is a shoplifter.
She is.
I don't know if that was on any
but
of her
resume.
But she
put so much stuff under her coat. Okay. I was like, this can't be real.
Wherever she works at now, we're watching you, Sharon.
That's right.
You shoplifter. Okay. Where does she work, you?
I don't know where she works now.
Oh, okay.
You don't speak to her no more.
If I see her, though, that's my girl.
If you see her,
she's
say,
very
up?
Bold.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!